Believing in Myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Believing in myself. One of the most difficult tasks any of us ever face is to believe in ourselves. Because when you believe in yourself, then you depend on yourself, and you listen to yourself, and you follow yourself, and you do the things that your inner guidance tells you. And you do this without any doubt about it whatsoever. To do this with no doubt is a very difficult task, because we have always been doubtful of ourselves. We've always been doubtful of just how great we are and how wonderful we are and how capable we are. And because we are in doubt as to how capable we are not really fulfilling our greatest and highest potential. Now, just who are you? Who am I? We'll just use me as a reference, and you think about yourself as I'm saying me. Who am I? What have I come to Earth to do? Why am I here? Why am I living at all? What is my purpose in life? Well, I can constantly confirm that my purpose in life is to be myself and have fun. But what is my purpose in life? Am I going to do wonderful things, writing books? Am I going to create beautiful art? Am I going to have a glorious family? Am I going to live in a way that will be noticeable to other people, that it is a good way to live? Am I always going to be standing up for what I believe is right? Am I always going to be true to myself? Am I always going to have to fight my way to accomplish the things that I want in life? Will I always have to be sort of going contrary to the rest of the crowd to live who I think I am? And now, the answers to all these questions are no, I don't have to do that. I don't have to do any of those things. When I'm being myself and having fun, I'm not fighting anybody. When I'm being myself and having fun, I'm not going contrary to anything that the world says. When I am just living my life, I am really living in a total harmonious way. But things appear to be inharmonious. Things appear that I'm going against the tide, that I'm doing something contrary to the rest of the people. Now, when I have a lovely voice and I sing well, and everybody else tries to sing and they can't do that, they're not the opera stars, they're not the singers on television and radio and so forth. No, they haven't chosen that as their goal. They haven't chosen that as their purpose. I have, and I'm speaking of myself generically, I have chosen to do whatever I've chosen to do. I've chosen to establish the University of Healing. I've chosen to write the books that are the foundation teachings of the University of Healing. I've chosen to have an education that I have. I've chosen to have teachers that I've had. I've chosen to have ways that I have lived and followed, and then I've gone off to walk my own path. And I've chosen to leave my teachers behind, because my teachers taught me to the point where I gained all that I could from them, and then I went on looking for more fantastic and glorious experiences. Now, are my teachers bad, or were my teachers limited? No, my teachers did what they wanted to do. Now I'm doing what I want to do. And many who come to me and call me a teacher and learn from me are going to go on and follow their own path and do their own wonderful things and do things that will be totally unique and expressive of just themselves and how wonderful that'll be. But I'm always myself. Now, do I feel that I have not done well because I have not done as my students have done, and they've gone out and proved to themselves to be great and wonderful beings and on their own? Does that mean that I am lesser for having done it? No. I may even change some of my own ways and enlarge some of my own fields of endeavor and look at life in my own special way, in a very beautiful, fantastic manner. Yes, that's quite possible. Not only quite possible, it is probably what I will be doing. And how wonderful that is. Now, what is that all about? What is that all about that I am going to be doing? What is it all about that is going to be my purpose and my direction and my goal for myself in life? Well, I just believe in myself. I don't try to follow another teacher. I don't try to follow another program. I don't try to follow someone else's dream. I never can accomplish anything if I were to do that. I just follow my own dream. I believe in myself. And when I believe in myself, I listen to other people. And I listen to their talks and I say, wow, there's some great ideas there. They're so beautiful. But then I make them mine. I take those talks, I take those dreams, and I take those ideas and I make them mine. And some I don't and some I do, but I make them mine, whatever I choose, but then they become my thoughts. And I don't say, Shakespeare said this and Plato said this. I just know that this is what I believe. And if it's what I believe, then I live it to the hilt. I live it to the ultimate. And in living it to the ultimate, I find that there are many times that I want to make changes. Many times that I want to make what I call improvements. Or many times there are aspects of what I have learned and what I'm studying that are not applicable to me. They're not something that I want to apply in my life. Not that they're wrong, nor that they're right. It's just that it is not something I choose to do at the moment. You know, if we chose to do everything that exists at the moment, we'd be quite busy, wouldn't we? If we chose to be an artist, and we chose to be a singer, and we chose to be a building contractor, and we chose to be a housekeeper, we chose to be a mother, we chose to be a father, we chose to be a child, my goodness, we choose all these things, and they're just not time in our time world to dig into them and study them and enjoy them. But there is the key. Enjoy them. Whatever things I enjoy, those are things that I believe in. Whatever things I enjoy, those are things I give my attention to. And when I give my attention to it, then wonderful things happen to me. Because just by giving my attention to anything, I am having it be a blessing in my world. I am having it be a very wonderful and a very dynamic and a very powerful and a very exciting adventure for me. Believing in myself is one of the most beautiful things I can ever do for myself. Now, I don't have to believe that I have to do everything. I don't have to believe that I have to go out and accomplish all the goals and the dreams and the desires of my heart immediately. I just step by step believe in myself on each little thing that I do. When I learn how to drive a car, I have my attention pretty much on driving a car. I read the rules of the road so that I can pass my driver's license. I practice driving the car. I do things that I won't be doing later. Later, I will be driving the car. And as I am driving the car, it's true, I'm practicing, but I am practicing what I have already proven to myself is what I want to do and how I want to do it. And I do it very well. This is what we do. We can believe in ourselves all the time. and we can open the doorway of our inner self to more realizations and more dreams and more possibilities than we ever put our attention to. But we can do these things, and we can do them right now. I believe in myself. I like myself. I enjoy myself. I follow my own inner dreams and my own inner desires and directions. And life is a lot of fun. And this is the truth about it for each one of us. You too can have life be a great deal of fun, if you wish, by just believing in yourself. My believing in myself doesn't make me feel I'm superior to anyone else. It doesn't make me feel that others are inferior to me, or that others have not got the message like I have. But that's not the point. I got the message. For me, I got the message and I'm following it. And I'm expanding and expanding and expanding my awareness of my own inner message. And as I expand my own awareness of my own inner message, I am finding that many times universal truths are being revealed. Many times grand and glorious things are being opened up. And my doorway is revealing to me just how wonderful life is and how exciting it is. Believing in myself is something that I do because I enjoy doing it. I'm happy when I believe in myself. I'm happy when I'm looking out at my own world and saying, it is good and very good. And that makes me very, very happy. And I will always be very, very happy. Because this is what makes life go on in a very beautiful way. Today, I say to myself, I believe in me. And then I say, I don't need to say that. I just do. And then I say, I don't need to even think that I say just that, and I just do. I am. And believing in myself is when I step out and live whatever it is that turns me on. And if I can't live with a smile in my heart, with joy in my being, with love and respect for my creation, and that's everyone in my world, then somewhere I missed the picture. Somewhere I missed the point. Because truly, I am the creator of my world. I do believe in myself, and everything that I create is good and very good. And I will always believe that. Because that's the truth about me. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you eternally.